Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Happy Friday. Welcome to show Destination Health. I'm your host, Kim Cockerham, a member of the Let's Truck team. And I thank you so much for being here today and joining together to say our health is important. Becoming healthy is the best decision you will ever make, and it's worth it, and you are worth it. I hope you know that. Whether you're just venturing down this road for the first time or you've been at this thing called healthy living for a long time, we welcome you. We are here to support each other, learn from each other, celebrate accomplishments, and sometimes, and most of the time, hold each other accountable, whatever you need, where you are right now, okay? This is what we're about, and this is what the show's about. It's bringing people together, like-minded people together, inviting people to come on the show to share what might be working for you, what you want other people to know, even when you're struggling, because, you know, when we're struggling, there's other people that walked down that same path before, and we're all here to work together, okay? So let's get moving. Remember that we're taking your questions or, you know, share a story today when we get talking about our topic today. I hope you'll pop in and share a little bit about what comes to your heart and your mind. And or if there's a challenge you want to talk about, please press 1. Talk to Lisa. She is here with us in Ohio. I call her Frozen Tundra. We, like, zapped her with a negative degree weather out here, but she's a trooper. So anyway, so how's your week been? You know, we talked about the 1-2 punch last week, and just wanted to, you know, did you write down before you went to bed your top 6 things to do with, you know, making 1 or 2 of those your 1-2 punch for your health to make that a priority for you? And I have to share with you, you know, I talked about that, and I did the 1-2. I didn't do the other stuff, and I have no idea why. It just that, like we say, it's one of those things easy to do and easy not to do, and I let this week get away from me. But I did do the 1-2. My 2 things were to exercise early and plan what I was going to eat during the day, because otherwise I will graze at anything within arm's reach or go hunting for it in the middle of the night. So that worked out pretty well. Got back to my strength training, back on the treadmill, traveled, and got into the hotel and the gym. And thanks to the Truck and Runners group, the Facebook group out there, Truck and Runners, and their winter racing series, again, it just adds some accountability to me. So it made me get on the treadmill and do a couple 5Ks on the treadmill, and it just honestly felt great. It had been a couple months since I was dealing with an injury. So anyways, I'm going to get right to this again. Be sure and press 1 and chat with Lisa a little bit here and come on to share, okay? So I love quotes again, and this one I found from Ralph Waldo Emerson that says, "Who you are, speak so loudly, I can't hear what you're saying." And I just love that, because we can talk all we want, but if our life is not an example of who we are, nobody's going to be listening. So God thinking, you know, and this is all, the show today is all about leaving a good health legacy. Legacy is something passed on or handed down, and it's something that lives on far longer than we do. And it's, I always think of legacy, it's one of those terms that we know, but do we really stop and think, what are the legacies we're leaving through our own life example? And trust me, we are doing it every day, whether we know it or not. Kevin just posted this afternoon on Facebook, and I thought it was just a beautiful picture of an hourglass with sand in it. And the picture, the caption was, "Life's like an hourglass glued to the table. You can't find the rewind button." And I just thought this was so true, because this is it. It's not a do-over. And that's not in a negative way or anything. It's just to make it all count. Make it count every single day. So like I said, whether we know it or not, or are intentional or not, we are all leaving a legacy, whether it's positive or negative. There are many, many legacies that we can pass on. Some of them are material, like money. You can think of it that way, like an inheritance that you're passing on. Some are of our values and our character, or maybe something we love to do, like traveling or football. And that just names a few of them. And unfortunately, some legacies can be ones that draw life down from ourselves and others, like, you know, like maybe a quick anger or poor handling of money, too. I'm a huge fan of Dave Ramsey. Fairly new to that, probably about a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, changed our family's life. And God willing, Jeff and I coordinate a couple classes at our church, and hope to pass that on because of what it's done for us. So, Dave Ramsey always talks about changing your family tree. And, you know, we weren't good at budgeting, and unfortunately it wasn't something that we intentionally taught our kids. So we're learning and going to, you know, working with some of them to help teach that and pass that on. So there's never a deadline for any of these new legacies you might want to pass on. So, but this really spoke to my heart today, you guys, because my father-in-law had passed away early Wednesday morning, and you know, you always reflect on life when somebody dear passes, and his legacy, when I think of him, was just what a very hard worker he was. He was a gentleman. He was a quiet man. And you look at his family, and absolutely every one of their six kids are the hardest working people I know. And I absolutely credit that to their parents. And they carry that on, and they carry that on to our kids. So that legacy is priceless to give. So, like I said, that got me thinking about the example of our lives that we're leading, and specifically right now in terms of a healthy legacy. You know, again, we think of money or we think of this or that, but what about our health? What legacy are we leaving there? Is it one of being unhealthy and sick all the time, or inactive and sitting around? Or is it one that is full of life and health and vigor, and it attracts people to you? So I think this is more important today than ever, because of so many things in our society with the inundation of fast food. I know when I grew up, we had a McDonald's, and it was I remember almost to the day when Wendy's showed up with their little newspaper print tables and the Frosty. And now, you know, it's on every corner, and it's just so much a part of our life that it's the norm. How about our lifestyle today as far as sedentary jobs, you know, working around computers? And that's a tough one to bring up now, because I'll tell you what, you guys out there on the road, you are some of the hardest working people I know and that I'm honored to work with. So, you know, you're always up there active. I know you have the challenge of having to sit in the, you know, the truck all day, and but your work in general is such a hard working job. How about our processed foods, you know, the stores and making things easy, fast-paced lifestyles. That make us so time-craved that we don't have the time to prep for good, healthy food and more. So you know, now it's time to hit the pause button and good, honest look. Because you are being watched. We're being watched by our children, by our friends, by our coworkers. You guys out there, other drivers, you're being watched by other drivers at truck stops or daily travels. And do they take a second look at you as you're walking around or running around or on your bike around the truck stop or doing the exercises against your truck? You know, and trust me, you've planted a seed in their mind, and you're making a difference. You know, we're making these decisions all day long about our health. Like I said, whether we like it or not, nothing is neutral. So thinking of in terms of your life, both on the road and at home, what do you see? You know, do you see unhealthy and active? Or do you know in your heart you're making wise, healthy food choices and focused on being active? Do you like what you see? Do you like the life and lifestyle that you reflect? Do you want to change anything? Do you think that you're healthy and fit or tired and need some work there? So, you know, it doesn't have to be perfect, but it also doesn't happen by accident. We make it happen. And you, like I said, you guys are the most driven people I know, and anything you choose to make happen, I have no doubt whatsoever. So each and every day we make these decisions that make a difference in our health, and these daily habits turn into years, who we are, who others see us to be, and this in turn, you know, gives our legacy. So it's never too late to put some focus or refocus on this area of your life. Okay, there was another quote that said, example is leadership. Be the leader, be a leader, be the one that says, this is who I am, and I love being healthy. And watch and ask me questions if you want to know. So that was it, you guys. I just really, like I said, just really spoke to my heart today, and know that you guys are all out there being such a great example to everybody. And I would just love to hear what your legacy is when you think of people in your life and what you want to share with them about this lifestyle that you live and work so hard at. So if you want to share with that, about that or about anything we've talked about in the past, about your 1-2 punch, about, you know, how you're moving and eating healthy out there and, you know, maybe some challenges you might be having up there. Give us a holler, okay? And let's chat about it. So let me go out here to Tennessee. I'm going to bring Matt on. Hey, Matt.
Good afternoon.
How are you? Welcome to the show.
Oh, doing good.
You're in Tennessee, Matt?
Yep. Just went through Chattanooga.
Okay. How's the roads and weather out there for you?
Well, here it's 43. I left northern Florida this morning right on the state line. It was actually below freezing, so it's
wow.
only going to get colder
wow.
as I go north.
but, yes, it is.
yeah. So, I did end up getting the Fitbit this week.
Great.
I got the Flex model, which is the one they're selling at Walmart.
Okay.
I just got it Wednesday afternoon, so I don't have a lot of experience with it yet. But yesterday while I was loading, I was in and out of the truck and in and out of the trailer and, you know, not doing any exercise routine other than just my job. I had
uh-huh.
A little over 9,000 steps yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. Did that surprise you?
Yeah, it did. I mean, now today, I mean, all I'm doing is driving, so
right.
I'm not going to have that. But then the next 2 days, I'll be unloading. I got a whole bunch of drops. So it'll take me 2 days to deliver my load. But it's going to be neat to track the information and see what all comes up.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm so proud of you because that was one of the things you wanted to do and you made it happen. So,
yeah.
So what else? So, okay, so you got, which fit did you get? Which fit, Dan?
The Flex.
The Flex, okay. Does that have,
yeah.
What other features does that have or does that just count steps?
It counts steps, tracks calories, it can track your sleep. You got to tap it a certain way before you go to bed, and then when you wake up. And I haven't got that down pat yet, but it.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
yeah,
it'll
you know
track,
what? And I
like,
think
how
that's...
many times you wake up overnight.
Okay. Okay. Now, does that log food? Did you say that tracks calories or it tracks calories too? Right.
It does. And there is a way you can enter in, like, calories consumed and fluid, drinking water throughout the day. I haven't got to entering that in yet,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, as I learn more about it, it's the kind of information you'll be able to get once you enter it.
That's right. And
so,
that's another baby step thing, is it? Because you can kind of get overwhelmed with all the features things have and let it kind of stop you in the track. So good for you for taking it a step at a time and at least, you know, concentrating steps first. So, yeah. Good,
so,
good, good. So what else are you looking forward to doing with that?
Well, I say until I get to use it enough and see the information, I guess.
Mm,
I mean, my goal
yeah.
is hope that it motivates me to... You know, on my
yeah.
low days when I don't have a lot of activity to actually get something in a routine and doing more that day or the day after.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's great.
So
well, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. So I can't wait to hear it. And is that the one that we can all, like, be friends on and challenge each other with? And
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Into that part of it yet, but you can join friends on there on the app so you
yeah,
can
okay.
you know, see what everybody else is doing, or you can challenge other people, or I don't know what all is available yet, but
yeah, okay, so we'll find you. We'll find you out there.
Oh, yeah, so
well,
but
good deal.
Another...
Well, that kind of goes, I'm sorry, that goes right in line with your, you know, the 5K because they say, you know, 10,000 steps is. I think it's almost equivalent. Now, it didn't match up for me on the treadmill, but I want to check that again. But that's just helping you get closer to that goal, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm assuming it's not completely accurate because anytime you're waving your arm around, it could,
yeah,
you know, judge that as a step or something. But, you know, it's going to be accurate to itself. when you're trying to add more movement throughout the day, but it might not be completely accurate for distance.
Yeah. So we won't see you driving down the road with your arm out the window, right? Flapping your finger.
Yeah.
We're on you, Matt.
But on another note, we're copying Kevin Rutherford and his fermenting of vegetables. We ordered a set and got our first batch started last Sunday, so should be testing them here in another day or two.
Oh, my gosh. So what are you guys fermenting?
Well, we bought a full six-pack, so we started with several different things. Cauliflower is really popular in our house, pickled cauliflower, so we did two jars of that, a jar of green beans, a jar of asparagus, and then it must have been two more jars of just all mixed vegetables together.
Okay.
So
how long does it take? Like, is it different for each vegetable there that you're doing?
It's 4 to 6 days or even longer on other stuff. After so many days, you take a pH test strip and test the pH. You want to get it down to a certain level, so.
Okay. Share with everybody, what are the benefits of eating fermented food?
Well, it's healthier. There's no vinegar, no nothing. It's a natural process of eliminating the bad bacteria and letting good bacteria grow, which preserves the vegetables. The saltic salt that you add to start the pH process, the vegetables fermenting, has all kinds of minerals in it. It's a real natural sea salt that hasn't been refined at all and has all kinds of good minerals in it for you.
Okay, great. Well, hey, you got to post some pictures out there for us. I saw somebody else, you know, Kevin posted, and there was somebody else that I saw just chat, Kevin, that was doing some as well. I think they were carrots. So I think I might need to jump on that wagon. Because that's, you know, that's the part of it is that, you know, we're always learning with food and what's healthy, and you got to keep it fun, too, you know, and get a little adventurous with your food. So, yeah. That'll be great. Well, I look forward to hearing about that.
Yeah. One other thing I wanted to share, you were in your open there, you're talking about a quote, and it has nothing to do with health personally. This really has everything to do with all types of things in life, business, whatever, but it was from a Tony Robbins book, but the quote is from someone anonymous, he didn't know who. And there's only one person in life you should try to be better than. That's the person you were yesterday.
That's awesome.
I just love that quote when I heard it, whether it's about business or finances or health or whatever. You should be judging yourself by improving from the person you used to be.
That is so true, Matt, because I know some of us, we worry so much about what other people think, you know, if we're out there.
Yep.
Walking or running or whatever we're doing, and it is so true. Just look at yourself. Thanks for sharing that quote. I love quotes. Brittany just, you know, this is so awesome, Matt. This is the Sled Truck team that you're a part of. Brittany just sent me a note, and she said, I have that quote on my quote board. That is so cool. Okay. Well, that's what I think. If we all strive to do that, you can't lose. So I appreciate you sharing it.
All right.
Okay, Matt, I want to hear about how those veggies taste, and when will you be hitting home here soon? This weekend? Will you be home soon?
Not till late Sunday night or Monday, I guess.
Okay, safe travels. There you go. Now you get those counters up. You'll get those steps up.
I'll get some pictures up of the fermented vegetables, too, so.
Yeah. Good. Well, I look forward to seeing it.
All right.
Okay. Be safe, Matt. Thanks for calling. Let's head to Tennessee. Another person in Tennessee. Becky, how are you?
I'm good, Kim. How are you?
Doing great today. I can't believe how fast these weeks have gone.
I know. It'll be summer soon. Woohoo!
Oh, there we go.
Well,
good. Well, what's next to chat about?
Well, I was sitting here thinking, why don't we have a Destination Health kind of a bring our fat overeating behinds out of winter comfort food and try to do some sort of challenge to get ready for summer. Maybe it would help motivate us all a little bit.
Tell me more. What are you thinking?
I don't know. It could either be it can't really be pounds lost. It can be like percentage lost. It can be a certain amount of exercise a day or a week, or I don't know. Just something to get everybody motivated to get off the couch, get kind of ready for summer, because it'll be here before you know it.
It'll
I know it doesn't
too.
Seem like it today. But
well, this sounds good. There's some other competitions, so maybe this is. I got to talk with Lisa. Let's see what we can do to make this amp up ante up some different fun things that we can make fun for this challenge. So, okay, so you're thinking something individual, right? Like people would choose something individual that they want to say that they're going to do, or
it could be that, or it could be a group thing. I was just sitting here going, I need some more motivation to get out of the truck. Because when it's cold like this, I really don't want to.
I know. And I guess, you know what, because you've done this too. I mean, it's like along the line of the winter racing series the truck and runners are doing that kind of give you something to shoot for. So, okay, we'll have to have everybody maybe give some thoughts to this too. I'd love to. Maybe something we can do a week to week. Thing in March, and even start the last week in February. Let's not lose some weeks here, and get some stuff going to get all of us moving. That's a great idea, Becky. I appreciate that because I'm the same way. You know,
it's hard.
Yeah, and especially when you feel alone. You know, whether you're in the truck or at home, and it's so much better when you know that other people are doing it as well. So.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, let's get that. Yeah.
The other thing I'm thinking, Kevin always talks about writing down goals, writing down your goals for your business, writing down goals for your personal life, and you've got to do the same thing for your health as well. You need to write down.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Not that I just need to lose some weight, but how much do you need to lose, and by when are you going to lose it? How are you going to do it? What are you going to cut out? What are you going to start doing instead of watching, Dancing with the Stars? Are you going to go out and walk 3 miles a day, or are you going to, give up the Skittles? So I think that same process would work very well, whether it's losing weight or even getting in shape. Not everybody needs to lose weight, but most of us could, stand to get in a little better shape. You could do the same thing. Well, what am I going to do? How am I going to do it? What am I going to give up to get it done? Because, you're going to have to give up something. And why are you doing it? Why is it important to do that? So I think those same principles, although we don't talk about it much with the health, it's the same thing.
That's so interesting you said that. We don't do that a lot of times with health because sometimes it's so easy on the business side because, you're measuring, you always think it's, a successful business or profitable business, but health is so even more important on that side too. So what how do you set your goals with your health? Do you do it, certain times of year, or is it an ongoing thing?
It's just kind of an ongoing thing. I mean, right now I've got, the truck and runners, that post to and stuff like that. But I've got a group of girls at home that are my running buddies. In fact, on my Facebook page, I think I've got a picture of us all from that last half marathon when we're all in going back. But, just keeping in contact with them. And most of all, just things ahead, because I think you and I talked about it last week. One of my big things is I'll go ahead and pay for races because then I'm kind of forced to be ready. And if I'm not ready, I'm still going to do it. And like now I've taken the last 2 weeks off because my foot was a little sore from those two.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
you know, now I've got one March 22nd and I've got one May 9th. So it's time to start. So that kind of keeps
yeah.
me motivated. I have to have,
yeah.
I'm one of those, I have to have a purpose to do it. Or I'm just like a lot of other people. I'm kind of lazy and I don't want it.
You're not
kind of force myself.
I hear what you're saying, but it's so funny. Isn't it how we view ourselves? And I look at you and think, oh, I just got to get out there like Becky does, you know? It's just the opposite. So I don't see, you know, we always don't see, we see ourselves differently than other people do. So, but
yeah.
you nailed it on the head. We got to do what works for us. And if it's signing up for a race or printing off a training calendar or writing down what I'm going to do this week and say you're going to do it no matter what, whether it's cold outside or rainy or you just don't feel like it, and you commit to yourself, you guys, oh, my gosh, with your job up there, you commit to being somewhere and getting delivery stuff, and you make those promises, and come hell or high water, you guys make it happen. So do that for yourself, too, you know? Keep those commitments to yourself and keep those promises, and you'll go far.
Well, and peer pressure works, too. And that's another thing.
Yeah.
If you've got an accountability partner, I mean, that's the best thing. And that's the one thing I miss about being back on the road is because when I was home for those two, I was off the road for like 2 years. And it was a lot easier to train because people expected you to show up. You know, to
right.
run it.
Show
5:30
up.
5:30 in the morning. And, you know, when it's 5 o'clock and you really don't want to get up, you're going, oh, crap, they're going to be there waiting on me. So I got to get up.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
yeah.
It's kind of the same thing with the truck and runners or, you know, the girls that I text message every day. They're kind of waiting to see how far you ran today. So you've kind of got to get up and do something. And so accountability partners and maybe on the Destination Health, maybe we could, you know, set up some accountability groups, you know, to where it you know, people say peer pressure, but, you know, peer pressure is a good thing. It does help
right.
you stay motivated when it is so easy to hit the snooze and go, it's cold outside.
I know.
I'm tired.
I know. And you know what? I love that you brought this up again because our friend Don that calls into the show here too, he brought up that too a couple weeks ago about wanting to get some type of accountability thing going, and I think that would be great. And now that we're getting the Destination Health Facebook page going, maybe there's something we can do there. Make sure we all show up to what we say we're going to do so that we can maybe do that in line with the challenge that you brought to the plate here. And mm-hmm. we'll get that defined.
Well,
let's make this happen.
Kevin was talking about the mastermind groups. There's nothing to say we couldn't have a Destination Health mastermind group
mm-hmm.
either to do
yeah,
the little
yeah.
conference calls or something to kind of keep everybody motivated and accountable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why that wouldn't work on people's health as well, because everybody's got varied goals, but you can all do something within those goals. Some people, you know, their goal is just to stop eating, you know, crap out of the truck stop. Well,
mm-hmm.
if you've got some people that are there to say, no, you really don't need to walk into McDonald's, go to your truck and eat something healthier when that weak moment hits. Yeah, it probably would help a lot of people.
I love the idea. Becky, within 2 minutes, you have come up with three fabulous things that I think are just going to help everybody on board here. So we're going to look at that challenge and getting some accountability going. And Lisa Jokler, she was just saying, she loved that idea, too, about the health mastermind group. So
yeah,
appreciate it, Becky.
Know,
oh, my goodness.
I know. See, things just come to me while I'm sitting here with the mutt. So he's actually the good inspiration back there. We're actually waiting for his play date to show up. So.
Aww. Oh, nice. So whereabouts are you in Tennessee?
We're in Murfreesboro, just south of Nashville.
Okay.
Or just, I guess, east of Nashville. Yeah.
Okay.
So
when do you hit the road again as far as running?
I will start tomorrow. I tell you what, I took a load up to Illinois because, you know, freight is really good up there. And I turned
mm-hmm.
around and came back south. I'm actually on my way to Tampa. I've got to go to Alabama, pick up a load and go to Tampa. And so I'm just going to keep myself running south so I can actually get out there and run. Because I know if I stay up north, I'm not going to do it. It's 9 degrees just does not motivate me at all to go out and do anything. So I'm lucky in that I can pick where I go, and I'm lucky that I don't really have a truck payment other than, you know, just the regular fixed cost.
Right.
So I can,
yeah.
I can, you know, go where I want to. If I need to take a day off and run, I can do that. So I'm pretty fortunate in that area as well.
Yeah.
So.
And you know what? What I love what you shared is, and it's true, when it becomes important to you, you'll find a way to work life and work things around to make it happen. I had a friend who's a flight attendant who scheduled her schedule around when she could be in areas where she could run. So find a way. And it sounds like you have. So good for you. Good for you, Becky. Okay.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, you have a good weekend,
Kim.
Hope
you have a wonderful... You too. I can't wait to hear of all your running this week. And so what time are you running tomorrow? I'm hitting the road early tomorrow, too. So I'll have to think of you running.
There you go. I will run before I get out of this love. So there's some good places to run around here. It's not real cold, so I made up my mind that tomorrow's the day I get back in, and I've got my schedule, and I will take out of here probably about 6 o'clock in the morning and go run. So.
That sounds great. Well, good. Well, be safe, okay? And we will talk
All
to
right.
you soon.
All right,
Becky.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye now. And, oh, look at here, you guys. I am so happy. We have Brittany, one of our Let's Truck team members, here, right here in Akron. Hey, Britt.
Hey, Mom.
How are you?
Good.
See,
how
lucky
you?
Can I be that I get to work with one of my daughters? So.
Yeah.
So.
So,
I'm
well,
so happy to have you on the show. So, what do you
want to
share, babe?
Well, I would like to share just on the, you know, about the health legacy and what you've taught us. My goal is to help pass that on to all your other offspring about, like, you know, going to the gym can be redundant sometimes. You know, you get in a good, like, groove for a while, but recently, you know, I like to try to think of other ways that, you know, can be fun, but then you're still being active. So, like last week when I was in Missouri taking the dog for a walk, and even though I got lost, I did get a lot of steps in roaming around. and then Lisa and I were talking, like, going ice skating, stuff like that, even though it seems like fun going out and ice skating, but you don't really realize, you know, once you take your skates off, you're like, oh, my thighs are burning. But
right,
it's
right.
Being active. So, you know, leaving a legacy that being active isn't necessarily just going to the gym, and that could seem boring
right.
and not very motivating, but trying to find other ways, like taking the dog for a walk or going to play tennis or something like that, that you can incorporate into what you're already doing. That can be fun.
That's a
and
great
then,
tip because there's so much out there to do, huh? So you just make it a point to find it. And you are very good
yeah.
at that, finding fun, adventurous things. So what?
Yeah,
so
like my rowing machine.
So what about for drivers out there? What would you recommend that they do when they're going to certain destinations? And they might be there for a couple days.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun to kind of go online and see what's around there. So, you know, if you're by, like, any water or something, you know, to see if you can, you know, get out there, maybe see if you can do, like, can row. Because just using my rowing machine at home, it's, you know, you kind of find muscles that you didn't know you had before. So maybe going
mm-hmm.
online and seeing what landscapes are out there. So whether it's if you're, you know, somewhere you can go hiking or you know, going on trails and stuff like that and then getting out and seeing nature. So usually when you go online, they have all that kind of stuff. Like whenever I travel, I like to go on and see what's around there, you know, to go out and kind of explore, and it mixes it up a little bit instead of just finding a gym and going running or, you know, using the machines and stuff like that.
That's a great idea. And, you know, our country is so beautiful and there's just so much up there. So that might spark some people to, yeah, Google and see what's in the area. Get on the Facebook page and, you know, CNC group or Truck and Runners, they do that too and find out different things to do. So great tip.
Yeah, and then, you know, and as far as motivation goes, I like to, you know, brought up, I have my quote board, my work board, and then my goal board that I have. You know, I cut out pictures of all different goals I want to achieve. So, and it's right in front of my desk, so I see it every day. And on my desk, I have the quote, which actually I got from Larry Winget's online program that I did. It says, mm-hmm. do something every day to get closer to your goal. So I have it right on my desk, and so I look at it, and if I'm, you know, maybe going around Pinterest or something, I see that and go, like, crap, I should probably, like, write or do something that,
yeah.
you know, align with my goals. And then you feel a lot better because even though they're smaller steps, it helps keep the end goal in mind.
Yeah, that's a great tip. So say that one more time.
It's do something every day to get closer to your goals.
Okay. That's so in line with
So, yeah, even if you're doing little
steps.
Things, you know, you're still working.
That's great. Good tip. Good tip. So,
yeah,
well,
that's all I got.
I'm proud of you. And I think as a family, we all try to do that here, too. And it's pretty contagious, isn't it? When we see people do something and we don't want to do it, yeah, we just bring another one along, and they come along with me. So, proud of you, dear.
Oh, yeah, every time I hear that NutriBullet down there, I go, all right, I should probably go make
yeah.
myself something green.
There we go. Hey, whatever works. Well, thanks, Brittany. Thanks for sharing that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks, dear. We will talk in a few minutes. Okay. Bye. Okay, you guys. Well, there we shared a little bit. You heard some things, and I love one thing Brittany said, and I've got to get back to this. Again, the easy thing to do, easy not to do. How many of you guys have goal boards or goal things written in your truck that you carry with you and that you look at that keep you motivated? I'd love to see some pictures of it. You know, post out there on the Destination Health Facebook page and show what keeps you guys going. I think Rebecca had talked about, you know, the goals with health and so forth and writing them down. And the one thing she said at the end, which is so true, is what your why is. And that might tie back to what the legacy is you want to keep. So, you know, they say, do it for yourself and do it for your own health. But part of her why, too, is leaving that legacy and affecting all those that we love in our life and those that we see out on the road to just share a life that is vibrant and good and full of life, just taking advantage of every moment. Because like that hourglass that Kevin had posted out there, and we know it's like it's glued to the table and we can't find the rewind button. So guys, I think that's it for today. But I just want to encourage you to, you know, just kind of find some quiet time when you can think about that and think about what you want your health legacy to represent and go after it and refocus on that every time. And it might change because you might find a path that you never really knew existed out there and you enjoy every moment of it. So with that, I just wish you safe and clear roads out there. I want to thank you for joining us today and know how much you matter to us. Your health matters to us. Again, go over to the Destination Health Facebook page. I did not make a lot of progress with that this week, so I hope to do that with Lisa here in Ohio, just really hammer out some things that will be positive and will help support you guys in this journey of health. So, send any questions that you have out there to that page as well. Send your goals and any ideas you have as far as the challenge that Becky was talking about that maybe we can do and help each other come out of this winter into spring. And send us anything, okay? I look forward to it. But until next week, keep moving. Stay committed to you. Be a leader out there on the roads and at your home in this health journey. But I just wish you all health. Be fit. Do the hard work and master this journey to health. Appreciate you guys and look forward to talking to you next week. Bye now.